Synopsis for the scientific test read, "Modern science has endowed the human race with just about every gadget under the sun to improve the human lot. But it has cast little light so far on what is of prime importance to us all, how to be happy. Millions of man-hours have been invested in the treatment of depression, yet people remain depressed. We want to conduct an experiment to make people happy." The True Vision production team selected three volunteers to take my happiness course. They were Dawn, a 30-something-year-old working mother who experienced high levels of stress and anxiety, Caroline, in her 50s, who was a full-time carer for her elderly mother and who experienced chronic depression, and Keith, in his early 40s, who described himself as successful and unsatisfied. I played no part in the selection of these volunteers. In fact, I did not meet them until the first day of the happiness course. True Vision also assembled a panel of independent psychologists and scientists to measure both subjectively and objectively the progress of Dawn, Caroline, and Keith in the happiness course. For a subjective measurement, Professor Michael Argyle of Oxford University used two well-validated psychology questionnaires, which were the Oxford Happiness Inventory, or OHI, and the University of Otago Affectometer, which was developed at one of New Zealand's top research universities. The volunteers were asked to complete both questionnaires 2 weeks before the course began, then weekly during the course. The results would show how happy each volunteer felt and would also plot a graph to measure their true progress. For an objective measurement, Professor Richard Davidson of the University of Wisconsin-Madison agreed to monitor the brainwave function, or laterality, of one volunteer, Caroline, during the course. Professor Davidson has built up an extensive database of electroencephalograph readings of hundreds of subjects that reveals a marked difference in laterality between people who report themselves to be depressed and people who report themselves to be happy. Basically put, laterality means the difference in activity between the left and right parts of the front of the brain in a resting state. Caroline's scores would be compared with this unique database and would give us the scientific proof of whether the happiness course really worked or not. At no time was I allowed to see the results of either the subjective or the objective measures, and so I was as eager as anyone else to see how Dawn, Caroline and Keith had fared. On August 28, 1996, at 9:25 p.m, 5 million television viewers, including me, tuned in to watch the BBC QED documentary called How to Be Happy. The subjective measure, which used the OHI and affectometer questionnaires, showed that each volunteer had made positive progress, not just over 8 weeks, but for another 6 months after the course had finished. For the objective measure, Professor Davidson tested Caroline again at the end of the course. The scientific report read, "In the second test, Caroline's brain function turned out to have shifted so much it was beyond the capabilities of the Madison University computer to plot her on the standard graph. In fact, she had a brain asymmetry reading of -0.22, and the furthest the graph had ever been drawn before was -0.2. In other words, there was a very dramatic shift in Caroline's underlying level of happiness. Or, as Professor Davidson put it, what these results show is that the happiness training has not only changed the way you feel, it has actually changed the way your brain functions. The most public experiment ever conducted proved most conclusively that people really can learn to be happier. This landmark research inspired a new generation of scientists and psychologists to conduct further studies, which have also since concluded that it is possible to learn how to be happier." The response to the TV show was exceptional. In the first week after the broadcast, the Happiness Project office received approximately 3,000 letters and phone calls. Over the next few months, the documentary was shown around the world to over 30 million viewers. Each new broadcast brought a fresh flurry of interest.